Hi, and welcome to Enter the Light. This is Toni Jorgensen, and I am your host, along with Lynn Bleasdale, Marianne Adams, Jessica Tatro. Is she on yet? She might not be here yet. And then we do have a special guest that we're also waiting for, Torianne Draper, who is a good friend of mine. And then I don't know if Elizabeth is joining us today or not.
But, well, we'll see if she's in
welcome.
The chat. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to click on the chat, and I'm on a different computer, of course, and it won't let me in. I should have just stayed with my old computer. Why do I do that? But anyway, welcome, everybody. And today I wanted to talk about crystals. And crystals are so fascinating to me, is the reason why I wanted to talk about them, not only in a spiritual sense, but just it's, you know, part of the earth, and they're beautiful, and they have a lot of power. And I've just, it always makes me think of going back to the Indians and their medicine bags. And, you know, what our first medicine was really forms of crystals and, you know, kind of, for lack of a better word, witches' brews, or, which I'm really into those kind of things. And so I was hoping Tori would come on because she has some really neat stories about crystals. But she said she's calling in now with Spike. So I don't know if you see her.
Good.
Then. Yeah. Oh, I see her. Okay. Do you see her?
Yes, I do. And we're picking up.
Okay.
There we go.
So, all right. Can you hear me now?
Hi, Torian. Yep.
Yes.
We do.
And then I just want to apologize if you hear crackling of chips or anything in the background, everybody. I do have my rambunctious grandson here with us, Cooper, that I always talk about. So he's also our special guest star in the back.
Peanut gallery.
There you go. Yeah.
So, Tori, hi. I was just introducing everybody, and I was telling them that you have a lot of cool stories about crystals and that you kind of got me into them. Although I always liked them, but you got me into starting to research what they all do and what they mean. And I was just getting ready to talk about my medicine bag that I carry with me always. I have quite a few of them, and I know Tori does too. I have one at work, which the crystals that I use for work brings in. It's supposed to help bring in more money, help you keep calm. Because what we do, I do hair, and there's so many different personalities there that you have to keep the room pretty calm at sometimes. But and then I
so
have
true.
Some, it's true, right? And then I have some that I have by my bed that are used for taking flight at night and for clearing my thoughts and for helping me sleep. And since I've done a grid, which Tori kind of taught me how to do the grids, I've slept a lot better and no drugs. I don't use any drugs to sleep. I used to, and I didn't like the way they felt. And I woke up in the morning, and I don't like to be addicted to anything. So being addicted to crystals, I feel, is fine, but not drugs, if you know what I mean. I know I'm rambling at this point. So I'm going to introduce you to Tori, and then we'll ask Lynn and Marianne and Jessica what their experience is. And then I also, before we go to answering calls, I'll read a couple of my favorite crystals, if that's okay. Sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go ahead, Tori.
Oh, I just, one second.
Yeah,
Toni, I don't think Jessica's joining us today, right? She's dealing with a family emergency.
Oh, yeah.
So we may not see her, but we can all send love to her and strength and healing.
Much love.
Okay. Yeah.
Which wasn't healing to Jessica right
okay,
now.
Sorry, carry on.
Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tori.
Oh, okay. Well, hi. Yes, as Toni mentioned, I do love crystals and their properties, and I think they offer a lot of different benefits to everyone who uses them and how you interact with them, honestly. Depending on the minerals and the inclusions they have, they offer different types of benefits for healing and or for moving energy around you and your auric field. Mostly, I love the history of them because these are ancient, like, from our Earth and older than most of us can even comprehend. So they hold a lot of history, I think, and hold a lot of knowledge in them. They've been under intense amounts of pressure and water and, you know, been through who knows how many tectonic shifts in their energies. And some crystals, you know, because of the way our planet is now and all the continents have separated since Pangaea, there are some that are different minerals from one side of the world that are also found in the other side of the world, you know, because they used to be together as one. And I think it's really interesting to utilize those benefits of them to even connect with ancient wisdom from those areas too.
Mm-hmm.
Those are my biggest input in how I utilize them for myself. And when I do healing work with other people, I kind of tap into their natural lineage from where they are and what they can bring in to help those that I'm working with use them.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you want me to speak about a specific crystal itself? Is there questions anyone has?
Well, what is your favorite crystal?
My favorite crystal to work with, I won't lie, is probably quartz, clear quartz, because the benefits of clear quartz are just huge. You can program clear quartz to work as any crystal. So if you want to start your crystal collection, get a good clear quartz generator. Generators are those tall pillars that kind of usually have anywhere from six sides, like six like faceted sides that come to a point, or sometimes more than six. The more facets of like inclusions, like shapes around them, the higher the frequency it will emit and the energy that it puts off. So you can program them to work as any other crystal. If you have clear quartz, you have all you need.
That's funny that you say that, because my very first crystal was a quartz, was quartz, and it was the generator. And I didn't even know what I had, but I was at a craft fair, and I don't think the lady even knew what she had, because I got it for $3. And this is, like, now that I look online, this is a pretty big one, and it's real, and I think it's probably worth about $50. But I was like, I'm going to snag that only because it's really cool looking, and it was quartz, you know. So sometimes people don't even know. You can find a lot of crystals just like at these little craft shows and stuff, because people don't know what they have, which is interesting to me. But
super, yeah. True. Yeah, if they're not, you know, very seasoned in the sense of how good or benefit of each one, the other definitely not going to be marking them up super high. So you can get good deals,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. And Lynn, I'm going to bring you in, and we'll bring Marianne in. What is your favorite thing to do with crystals, or how have you used them in your journey?
Well, I'm going to go all nerdy on you guys and just talk a little bit about why crystals are the way they are physically in the physical world. And we had crystal radios as kids, you know, and if you think about it, crystals have been used, they have applications, just so many applications, and used in radio work. They actually conduct. And I want to talk about the difference between crystals and other, like, things like glass. So a crystal, I'm going to try to make this not so hard to understand, because it is a little bit sciencey, but crystalline solids, they have particles, like the molecules have the same force between them, and they're arranged in a three-dimensional manner, and it's all the same. It's a consistent shape. So they are the true solids, like and I guess too, that's why crystal, when you tap it, has that clear ring to it, because the particles are all arranged in the same way, and so it's a pattern, a repeating pattern, as opposed to what is called an amorphous solid, and that refers to the molecular bonds in it to be shapeless, like they're not the same, there's not the same attraction between every molecule. Some are, that's why when, like, glass breaks, it can break on an irregular pattern because it's not the same attraction between the molecules. It's all kind of different. And the distance between the particles can differ within that solid. So if you look at glass as opposed to crystal, it's a difference in the way the molecules are arranged. And so you can think about the molecules being able to send a signal through themselves. And that brings us to crystals as amplifiers. And I know Ryan, our friend Ryan in spirit, his favorite crystal was tourmaline. He would use it absolutely. And the thing is, I think the crystals amplify whatever energy you are working with. And that's how they work. They work as amplifiers. And as Taurienne was saying, it's like they're natural. Nature has formed these under incredible stresses and over time and whatnot. And it's just like it's a gift from the earth. I love quartz too. That's one of my very favorite. I don't think there's a crystal I've met that I don't love. I just think they're brilliant. And
I agree. That's why never answer that question.
It's like saying, what's your favorite color, or what's your favorite food? And we have such a blessed variety of all these wonderful things. It's like, pick one. And they're like, no way, I can't. But I do love quartz. And it's all over the property that I live in. So when I'm digging on the property or whatever, I'm always churning up beautiful chunks of raw quartz. And I don't polish them. I just kind of love them the way they are. The tourmaline, as I was saying with Ryan, he didn't, like he was sociable and friendly. He was... I can't remember the word, but he liked people. He was very sociable, very friendly. But he also could easily get, like most empaths, could be crowded very easily. And so if he's out in public and he's like picking up somebody's angst in a grocery store line, something like that, as we tend to do, we suck everybody's energy in. He would carry the tourmaline to keep that under control, and I thought that was very cool.
Exactly, because black tourmaline is a huge, huge protector. It's a psychic protection. It helps shield you. It helps, block out any negative energy that might be coming at you as well. So that's what he was. Mm-hmm. He was right on. He knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
That's what I have in the salon.
Absolutely.
Because I mean, you have so many personalities you're dealing with. Sorry about that. So many personalities you're dealing with, and sometimes it gets very stressful. And in the background, you're right. So Ryan's like right on, because I'm not an introvert like Ryan. I'm not at all. And this happens to Marianne a lot too, and she's just now discovering other people's feelings when you're standing in line. But it happens to me all the time. Like, some people can suck the energy out of me, so I have to have a medicine bag. And that's what I mean by my medicine bag with me constantly. I have one in my purse, at work, by my bed. I mean, when you become aware, I think these crystals have definitely helped me become aware. And it does, transport you and make you more aware of your surroundings. And then they help you,
Yes, very much so.
Like a baby with a pacifier. I feel my medicine bag is like my pacifier, through life, basically.
Yep, it's an inside job figuring out all the things you need for that. But once you found it, it's a wonderful thing to have. Let's pass on to Marianne. I hope I didn't get too jumbly about the science stuff. Oh, and by the way, Elizabeth is in the chat now. Yeah, we got Elizabeth.
That was amazing, Lynn. Thank you.
I hope I taught it right, because it made sense to me. But anyway, carry on.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi. Well, this is a great subject because I don't really know all that much about the crystals. I'm excited to learn. I do know that at one point, I think it was a couple years ago, in one of my readings with Lynn, she said that I was supposed to get some amethyst for whatever reason, I think it's for protection. I don't know if you remember, Lynn. And
I do.
So I got a ring when I was in Florida, which is really cool. When I was in Florida, we were there visiting Beth. Tony and I were there visiting Elizabeth. And we walked in. No, I think I was by myself, but I walked into one of their little crystal shops there along the beach. And there's an amethyst ring. And I was like, I want that ring. And she didn't have a price on it, didn't know what to do. And it took her a while. And she tried to get me a different one. And I said, nope, I want that ring. I need that ring, that amethyst ring. So I ended up getting it. And it's cool because it fits. I didn't even know what size it was or anything. But it was right after that. I was so excited. So amethyst is,
I was waiting for you.
The only thing I have.
Yeah. I was waiting for you.
Yeah. It was, oh gosh, that was like probably like 2-3 years ago, maybe.
Yeah,
before
amethyst
we went
is,
to Florida.
Yeah, amethyst is
yeah,
like an all-purpose stone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It helps to relieve
and
stress
I still have my
and
ring,
anxiety.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all the stuff that happens with stress and anxiety.
Okay.
Yeah.
One of my newest, collection, and I. So Tori Ann introduced me to Sage Goddess, and she's awesome, and I get a lot of, which she's really affordable. I also go out and try to find my own crystals, but, and so does Cooper. He likes to go geo hunting and stuff, but
mm-hmm.
there's one that I've gotten that's a leopard skin jasper. It's like my new favorite stone, and a jasper supports journey work and travel. And channeling in other forms of deep meditation. Because, you know, Lynn, and I've always had trouble meditating, but this has helped me, you know, with the crystal when I have it in my hand or by me, I'm able to meditate a lot better than I did before. Because otherwise I get monkey mind and I'm all over the place.
Yeah.
That's my newest. But, Tori Ann, we want you to stick around and do some readings with us. You want to do that today? Because we do have people waiting.
Yes, I would love to. I was going to mention something after Lynn said about just like how they hold frequency and whatever and like the amount you can do that. But a little history on that electrician, like a Tesla, amazing inventor and or philosopher, he highly, highly coveted crystals. He would use clear quartz mostly and or other things too. And he created like this room where he would set them up on top of these electronic generator type things and create a frequency in this room to resonate through his body. And he would meditate in these rooms for periods of time. So, I mean, it's not new, you know. People have been doing it for a long time.
Right. And you do need to charge them. You want to talk a little bit about that, Tori, about charging your crystals?
Yeah, talking about clearing them and keeping them, you know, protected because they do absorb things around them. If you've ever had a specific type of crystal with you for a long period of time, you will notice it changes because it has absorbed your energy. Certain crystals shouldn't be in light. It will manipulate the colors and the inclusions in them as well. So protecting them from sun specific ones. So some shouldn't go in the sun. And then a lot of people, you know, will charge them under different moon cycles to bring in specific energy as well. You can use smoke to clear them, like burning sage or Palo Santo or just incense sticks themselves that have different properties to them to help keep them pure. And so they're not holding any of the energy that you've been working with them with. But some crystals that don't need to be cleared specifically, like shungite, green tourmaline, what else? There's a few that naturally do not need to be cleared. Smoky quartz, and I think obsidian as well. So those are nice ones to use and have in areas that you really are trying to keep the energy like at a positive level, like in your workspace or maybe where in your kitchen even, where you have a lot of interactions with different people. Like, those things are good to help keep everything at a neutral frequency.
Awesome.
So, yeah,
thank
we can
you.
Start reading. So, if you guys are ready, I am down.
You ready, Lynn? Should we take some
calls? I just wanted to add, Tori Ann, one thing that came from the chat room here. and it's about Tiger's Eye. Tiger's Eye. Yeah. So if you could help, that's Elizabeth's question about that. Mostly
okay.
Tiger's
what
Eye.
What was your question?
Yeah. Just what the Tiger's Eye is helps with, and what kind of work you do with it.
So there are two types of Tiger's Eye. There's just regular, usually looks kind of brown, almost like wood. And it does have a quartz, it's a quartz-based mineral, but it also has other inclusions in it. The properties for it mostly are going to help if you're working with it to balance your chakras or whatever. It's going to bring strength, balance. It's going to help with protection, prosperity. It helps with longevity. It's also helps with good luck and fortune. But the chakras it helps hold space for are your solar plexus, your sacral, and your root chakra. There's, like I said, there's two types. So there's the brown one that looks a little more like wood, and then there's a red one as well. So it has more of, like, copper-based in it. So that's what gives it that more of that red-based coloring.
Cool. Well, I hope that
helps.
Yeah. Awesome.
So you can use it when you meditate in the morning or at night to just, you know, help clear your mind, set your intentions to, you know, bring calling in good luck or strength or just being centered and balanced in yourself.
Excellent. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll move on to callers because I see we've got a lot of people waiting in the queue here. So I guess we'll go ahead. Do you want me to pick up, Tony?
Yes, could you? Because I've got like background noise here.
Okay. It's just little Cooper. He's sweet.
Okay. He's just having fun.
He is. So 780, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call, ladies.
Hi, Jay. Welcome. Did you want to ask anything about crystals with Torianne?
No, I'm okay. I'll ask the question after I ask my first question. How about that?
Certainly. Sorry. Yeah, there's no pressure if you feel like it. And if not, we'll go right to what you'd like to have a look at today.
Sure. It's basically almost like a yes or no question. My employer is planning to, or has planned to close down part of the section and move it to a different city. Basically, the termination date, scheduled termination date is February 24th. But last week, the manager asked if I can stay for a couple more months. So it puts me in a dilemma. My other coworker decided to actually leave on the 24th, but I may stay for a couple more months. It would give me some time to maybe, I don't know if it's worth it, to buy some time to look for another job and extend my income for a couple more months. So I just wonder if that's the right decision or, quit at the 24th. So, and my second question would be with Tori regarding, you know, what I should do with a crystal to use for making a decision or something like that. So, anyhow, thank you.
Excellent.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, I can go ahead if
yeah, go ahead, Lynn. Go ahead.
So, yep, Jay, I got for you. Oh, go ahead if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right,
no,
I'll go ahead.
No. Thank you.
Sorry about that. We don't mean to talk over each other. So
I don't know
I got
who I'm talking to, though.
I'm sorry, Jay. This is Lynn. And
hey, Lynn.
What I got was a yes, but with caution. I got like a caution light with this. So I would suggest that what you do is stay because it does give you some breathing space to get another job. But don't hesitate to look for another job because it feels
yes.
like they could cut you off without notice. So what might be a two-month stretch suddenly might become 1 month and take you by surprise. So I'm feeling do your prep. Do your prep while you're doing the extension. But yes, it is a good idea to have the breathing space for you, but don't procrastinate on looking for something else. So you've got a shield against sudden surprises, right? And that's
yes,
what came in for you, Jay. Okay. And I'll pass that along to whoever's ready next.
Hi, Jay. This is Torian.
Go ahead,
some things you could maybe you might already know these crystals or work with them specifically before, but I'm getting that tree agate and peridot would be really great for this situation. Both are going to help give you stability, grounding. They're both good for leadership and good luck. So they're just going to kind of hold space for you to call in what's going to be the best for you ultimately and give you the most support for your success in whatever that may be.
So tree agate and peridot, Tori?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've heard agate, but not tree agate. I'll have to look these up then. Thank you.
Yeah, it goes by either tree agate or moss agate.
Okay.
Awesome.
They're both awesome. Very affordable. You can find little tumbles of them and just keep them in your pocket.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Tony, Jay. And then I also got the same as Lynn. So I'm using my crystal pendulum, one of my favorites. And it was like a slow yes, so like a mellow. So I'm assuming the same thing, that yes,
yep.
I would stay and take their money, but also be looking for something better. And then I also got that you are going to find something better that's going to actually give you more than you thought. So that's me.
Awesome. Great for the confirmation.
Yep.
Thanks, Tony.
Good. Awesome. You're welcome, hon. Thank you.
Yeah. So, hey, Tony. This is Marianne. So what I got is that obsessing over this, it says it isn't helpful. The energy of fear and worry only slows the eventual manifestation of your desires. So what you need to do is visualize loving and happy outcome with this and keep your thoughts positive for the situation.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah, so that's what I got, is that the worry is slowing down the progress. So... which, I mean,
okay.
No, we all do, but, you know.
Yeah, it's hard not to worry.
That's what I got.
Yeah. Yeah, when your job goes away, it's like, whoa, what am I going to do now? Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Marianne.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Yeah.
Is that all of us?
That's all of us.
Okay, I just wanted to add, Jay, to look at the Three of Wands in the tarot. The Three of Wands came up for you in my deck. So I like that it just talks about progress, expansion, foresight, and overseas opportunities. So who knows? But I feel like you're going to, do very well from this. So, yeah. Good luck to you. I think you're going to do okay.
Well, I'm grateful for the insight, ladies. And, just give me some confirmation on what to do. So, I've been moving in that direction. I'll let you know. Yes, I will. Next time, I'll just say this is where it's at right now. So,
cool.
My manager has asked me first before he proposes it to the people who make the decisions. So I guess we'll see how that goes too. So just waiting on me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I think they're going to say yes, like Lynn said, but be cautious. Yeah.
Well, give yourself a bit of backup is all, but you know, it just feels like a good outcome. It really does.
It's on there about time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if Elizabeth had any, was picking any up in the chat room, but, so I don't think she's picking anything up for you, but do let us know. We'd love to hear how it goes for you. And, have a great Sunday,
I'll give you an update. Have a grateful moment. Yeah, have a grateful day.
Yeah. You said you're in Canada, right? I think we're getting a little bit of a thaw right now in Canada. It's just wonderful after that deep freeze. So,
yes.
Enjoy.
Enjoy, yes.
Fall out for a while. Till the next one. Okay, have a beautiful Sunday, Jay. Thank you so much for calling.
It's lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. Oh, sorry. Okay, here we go. 860, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. Excuse me. Hi. Thank you so much. It's Lisa Marie from Connecticut.
Hi, Lisa Marie. Happy Sunday. How are you doing?
We just had that deep freeze, too. Today. We had up to 40 below zero here, wind chill.
Yeah. Pretty scary stuff, you know?
Is that bad for you? It was fun.
Oh, was it? Well, as long as you can stay warm, winter can be quite beautiful, you know? How's it going, Lisa Marie? Can we help you with a question today?
Well, I just started my new year about 10 days ago, and I'm asking if my angels or guides could give me some advice or some news or anything they want to say to me.
Okay. So, anybody ready to go, or shall I go ahead?
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Now, I'm working on my really, really slow phone here, but I just got the fig come in as a symbol for you. So I'm just trying to look at the fig.
Yeah.
Oh, do you really?
So let's see what
that symbolizes for you. Okay. What is the message of the fig tree? Okay, I don't want to do it in a religious context, though. I want to do it in a spiritual context. Okay. I'm sorry, hon. I think you're cutting out just a little bit.
Okay, let me try moving over here. You can because I'm a very religious girl.
Oh, is that okay? Some people are troubled by that, so I'm going to read that for you then.
Not me. I love.
Okay. No, that's wonderful. Okay. It's a sign of, okay, so it's a sign of blessing and security is what is coming in for you. And I also feel like it's blessing and security as you go, like it's not just in the present moment, but down the road for you, it's going to expand the blessings and the security feeling. And I know you haven't felt secure for a long time. So it feels like this tree comes in to reassure you that it's going to get better. And as we know, when you're doing a struggling, when your life is a bit of a struggle for you, there's that expression, you know, you've been down so long, it looks like up. But I feel like it's going to ease up for you. I feel too that you're gaining, I don't know how to express this. It feels like your mindfulness, your power as the observer, is growing for you. Like you're able to see more clearly the situations around you and the solutions come up. And I also want to recommend to you, Lisa Marie, that you read, watch some of Deepak Chopra's videos. You can find them on YouTube and stuff. I feel like he's a good teacher for you right now, if you can find them.
Okay.
So,
Thank you.
Yeah. And he talks especially, I think what you've been doing the work towards reframing your situation. And I think, as I say, he just pops up as a really good teacher for you. So find his stuff and go with what resonates for you personally. Okay. So I'm going to pass this on to whoever's next, whoever's ready.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lily. So, Tony, Torianne, anybody?
I've got some stuff for you. Remind me of your name again, hon.
Lisa Marie.
Lisa
Marie. Okay. Hi, Lisa. This is Torianne. So, when you asked if your guides had any messages for you, I was called to pull from one of my goddess decks, and I got the goddess Chalice, and she is all about endurance. And so it kind of really works and fits with what Lynn was talking to you about, how you've just been feeling like it's been a bit harder right now, and you're just really kind of trying to push through this stride. So you certainly are a survivor, and I think it's just you're just really needing to give yourself a little bit more of that tenacity to keep fighting and hold your desires in your mind's eye. Like keep that that prize in front of you and remind yourself of what you're working so hard for, and to give yourself that extra push to keep keep going on because you have the strength. You are physically and mentally capable to do all this, is what the card's telling me. And some crystal allies that you could work with to help with this would be lapidolite and fluorite. Lapidolite is going to help ease any anxiety, depression, or stress that is coming up during this time. So it's going to help keep you calmer. And then the fluorite is going to help you find your purpose and keep pushing you through towards the benefit, the prize, you know, the grace and all that divinity that is in, ahead of you.
Oh, nice. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. Whoever is ready now, that was, yeah.
This is Tony, who I have to apologize to Lisa Marie because she so wanted to pay for a reading from me, and I'm a complete flake and have been busy and have she's trying so hard to get my business started for me, and here I am, like, yeah. Hi, Lisa Marie. How are you?
Hey, life happens. I know that most of all.
I know, but I think you're so amazing because I kept saying, no, I'm not going to charge you. And you're like, no, you are going to. But anyway, this is your phone number that's on here, right, that begins with 860, correct?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, good, because I'm going to text you later. I'm just going to text you and not go through the website.
It's a landline.
Is that all right?
No, it's a landline.
Okay, so can I give you my number that you can text me? Because I don't care. People get my number, but because I want you to text me. Okay,
I don't have a cell phone.
Oh, you don't. Okay, so we'll just go through email like we have been. Okay, because I have some messages for you. But what I wanted to tell you was I saw the same tree that Lynn saw, but I think big trees do bloom right before they bear fruit. Lynn, is that what I see? All these.
Sorry, I was muted. Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Yeah,
flowering things. Yeah,
flowers. I think I remember. Yeah, and
yeah.
I see that happening with you. So, it's like, yeah, your new year might have started just 10 days ago, but you've come such a long way. I see this beautiful fig tree, but before the figs come, are these beautiful pink blooms, meaning that you're. I think it's your. Like Tori was saying, you're getting a hold of yourself, and what Lynn was also saying, you know yourself now. You're so much stronger than you were last year, and you see things so much more clearly now, where before it was never clear, and you just felt like you were stuck. But I think that you'll be able to come up with a plan this year for what you want to do.
Yay, thank you.
You're welcome. And your voice is so much different, too. I just have to tell you that you're just sound like a different person to me every time we hear from you. Yeah, I'm really proud of you.
Is that a better person or? Okay.
Well, you don't have to be a better person for your situation. I think a meaner person is probably best to describe it, but a better person for you. Yeah. But you're just not going to let people poop on you, I feel.
No, I'm not.
Right.
What's that? That said, and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, and that's amazing. Yeah, that's what I get.
I'm at a point where I just sit there and go, do you really think I'm that dumb? Do you realize what you're doing to me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Good, I'm glad.
My cardiologist came in, looked at my readings and said, oh my God, ran out. And he comes in with all these people and they're going to implant something in my chest, under my breast, to monitor my heart for 4 years. And I just looked at him, and I said, well, wait, what about a heart monitor? Can we try that first? He goes, oh, yeah, we can try that. And he found what he needed in 4 days instead of permanently implanting something in my chest. So, no, I'm not taking it anymore.
Good. Good. I'm so
glad. Yeah, you
got to
use your discernment there for sure.
Yeah.
I had one more thing to help with you.
Money. I heard him. Money, and I thought, not today.
Yeah, true. Exactly. But you're amazing. Keep going. And I'll email you, okay? For sure.
Thank you.
I just wanted to apologize because, somebody
worries.
Is begging for a reading, and I couldn't get to it. My whole life, I'm just going to tell you right now, car situation has
kind of turned my whole life upside down. I've always been free and have my own car and done whatever I want. And now we're down to one car right now until I can figure out what the heck I want to buy a car. And I don't really want to buy a car, so it's bumming me out. But I'll get it together. I promise.
I have a 28-year-old car, I understand.
Yeah, I just traded in my 2008, and I wish I didn't, for my husband's truck. And now I'm just, like, kicking myself in the butt about it. But it probably needed to be, you know, these things happen. But Lisa Marie, you're amazing. And from the first time that we met you, I think you've come such a long way. So keep it up. Okay, kiddo?
Beautiful. Did we get Marianne in here? Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Hi, Lisa Marie. So what I have right away, it's self-forgiveness. It's just asking you for just a chance to forgive yourself. The thing is just time to let go of any guilt that you're holding regarding to the past mistakes or anything that's happened to you. Give yourself credit for having tried your best. Even if the results weren't what you would have liked, focus on the changes you've made since it's made you better. And just saying to release the past and a huge weight will be lifted from your shoulders. And a sense of freedom will wash over you. And so your guides and your angels are just saying that they're trying to help you release sadness and pain caused by others. That way you'll be able to be free and feel free.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
That's what I had, yeah.
Okay, so we've got connections. We'll have connections happening then for Lisa Marie and Tony. And, we're all sending you so much love, Lisa Marie. We care about you very much and send you so much strength and love and good energy. Oh.
God bless you all. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Oh, our friend Gussie is in the chat room again. So, okay, Gussie, we hear you. All right. Sending love and light, and we'll hear from you again, I hope. And keep on keeping going.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you too, love. All right. Now, here's our next caller, and we all know this person. Hi, Kimberly from Georgia.
Hi. How are y'all?
Good. Happy
Good.
Sunday.
Happy Sunday to y'all, too. Thank you.
So how can we – well, actually, I should ask you, anything you'd like to add on the crystals conversation?
I just like to add that crystals are a pension of my life. I have crystals on my altar. I wear crystals in my bra. I meditate with crystals. I just love them.
Yeah, they are such a gift from Mother Nature.
Yeah.
So have you got a question or something you'd like us to look at?
Yeah, my question is, I talked to you about this earlier, my job. I have some ladies at my job that are they may not know, but indirect attempts to bully me or to make me be quiet. And that is not in my nature. And the red flags actually came in early January. And I just want to know what's the best way to navigate it.
Yeah. Does anybody want to go ahead first on this one? Okay, that's good. Yeah.
Kimberly, this is Tony. I have my pendulum out, and you're absolutely right. I mean, it's a very, very strong, yes, it's swinging really high. So they are, I don't know, I think you're right, though. I don't know that they know that they're directly bullying you, but it is a bad situation to be in, and I feel that it's making you uncomfortable in your work, right? And even wanting to go? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know when it's going to end. I mean, I feel some kind of explosion or something. I'm getting very nervous about it. I think that, are you considering leaving?
Oh, I knew I was leaving in January when it started. So I wouldn't stay at that place if you paid me $500 million.
Yeah, you're right. So everything that you're right, because it's going to be a big explosion. And I don't feel that you need to be a part of that because it could hurt your reputation that you've worked so hard on. And so, yeah, I would definitely start getting yourself out of there.
Oh, yeah.
So you're right. I mean, I know you're very intuitive, especially with yourself. So just to confirm, whatever you're thinking is, I'm getting, you're absolutely right. So. Lynn or anybody? I don't know how to navigate it, though. I'm not getting, you know, how to navigate that yet. Maybe I will in a minute, but I just feel really like it's hard for me to breathe right now. So it's very explosive. So.
Yeah. I wrote down, hi Kimberly, it's Lynn again. I wrote down the expression critical mass, right? And it feels like, as Tony said, this situation is building towards a head of like an explosion or a, you know, as I say, things hit critical mass and then boom. And it's building up and building up. And then I also got like the sense of mosquitoes. You know when mosquitoes are bugging you and it's like it can, like a bad enough cloud of mosquitoes can drive like an animal crazy out in the wilderness or something. When mosquitoes get bad enough, they can make you nuts. And these people are kind of like mosquitoes in that they just irritate and irritate and irritate. And I don't get a strong feeling that they'll wake up anytime soon about their own behavior. So you're very rightly trying to protect other people that will come into this energy, which is really, really good. But as we were saying earlier on, or maybe we didn't say it today, but you've got to put your own healing, your own well-being first. So before you can save any more people, and it's a beautiful impulse, but make sure that you're clear of this. And I'm going to paraphrase this because we're on a public, our audience is a public. So it's like the spit hits the fan, right? And I know I've had this image for Marianne too, when she was asking about a situation and the idea of getting hit with the, When it does hit, you don't want to be anywhere within range of what's going to be flying around. So, yeah, cut and run. Get the heck out of there as soon as you can. But don't hesitate to counsel others if you get a chance, right? And just let them know what's going on. Make them aware. And speak your truth quietly and clearly, as the Desiderata says. Because if you display any kind of... you know, if you're not on an even keel emotionally, the message won't hit as well. So try to keep yourself, go very, very cool about it and just give your facts and tell them what's going on and let them decide too. But this is a very toxic situation and it feels like there's some wake up calls happening for people, but you very well would be steering clear of it because like the aftermath will not be pretty. So yeah.
Right.
You're very smart. Tony's right. Your intuition is pretty good about keeping you, you know, getting, it's like I'm hearing, what is it? Toto, you got away from the Wizard of Oz, like get the heck out of there and then you'll have a chance of saving the rest of them. So, and helping the rest of them. Yeah. Cause Toto did, he got away and he went and got help. Right. And then brought help back to them. Dear me, right, I'm using my metaphors again, like duck-billed platitudes. Anyway, so I'll pass this on and see who else wants to chime in on the question. Thanks.
Tori?
Yeah, I've got something for you. I'm feeling a few different things. One specifically to help you and yourself while you're still in this situation. I definitely think you should be putting yourself in a shield every morning before you go to work. I work specifically with the violet flame of transmutation. I like to use that one specifically for me. That's my favorite. I think it's energetically protective, and also it sends back the energy to sender, you know. It won't stick to you. It'll just, you know, thank you. It's kind of like a mirror in itself. I also think you should probably get yourself some shungite and some selenite to clear negative energy and to keep yourself clear as well. So the shungite will help protect you and your space and anything around there. If, like, when you're not there, they might be messing with your stuff or putting a sort of field through where you are working around. And the selenite will help keep you clear energetically so you can see the truth when they come up. So you'll be much more able to discern when things aren't in your favor and when people are being deceitful and or hurtful towards you.
Okay.
If you have any Epido and Citrine, I would make a grid for yourself for what you want to manifest after this is said and done, you know. It sounds like you're ready on your way out, but in that sense, kind of hold space for yourself and give it somewhere to create that energy out into the universe for you. Because I definitely think there's something better out there for you. It's just a matter of time that it will show up.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck, honey.
Thank you.
Marianne?
Yeah. So what I got for you is that you need to meditate. Your team wants to contact you, but it's going to have to be when you go within. So they're saying that if you meditate and you can go in and do your inner spiritual work, they're going to help you. And they're also going to do that through dreams. So pay attention to your dreams. Your subconscious will always create solutions for you that are not available in your waking time. So they'll do it through dreams or through meditation to help you guide you through this time. So that's what I got.
Okay.
It's great advice. Use the stones I mentioned when you are doing those things too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Cool.
I would put a link for Torian's page and also I think it's your website or your store, but people can always get more info by hitting those links in our episode description. And I got one more message for you, Kimberly, as I was listening, and to remind you that nothing is wasted. Like no experience is a waste of time. Like it's all coming to you as needed. And I think I've quoted this to you before, that no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. So in a way you maybe not be able to see yet, this is happening for a reason. And it's not a waste. There's no wasted experience or time or energy. It's all happening because it's meant to for you. So be brave. Stay strong and watch for the signs.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you all.
You're so
welcome,
Kimberly. Have a beautiful Sunday, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Love and life.
God bless. All right.
Bless
bye-bye.
You too. Okay. And we'll keep moving on. We're doing okay for time, I think. 646, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Chalisa. How are you?
Chalisa, welcome. Nice to hear from you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my call, and Happy New Year to all of you ladies.
And same to you. Yeah. So
did you have a
question? Yeah, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Is there a question you'd like us to look at?
Yes, please. Okay, I'm trying to decide if I should go with my gut instinct on this.
Always.
So,
your gut.
Yeah.
Yep.
So this.
I don't like.
Yeah, so I applied to go to this, I'll say a specialized school I applied for a master business program. Mm-hmm. And I submitted my application back in January. Had additional questions about the program, and I did a Zoom meeting with the student, I think he works with part of faculty. I did a Zoom meeting with him on Friday. But mm-hmm. I'm trying to figure out, he is younger. I mean, this is not my, I applied to the school a few years ago, but during the time when I applied, I was able to sit in on one of the classes. I met with one of the faculty. So I'm not sure if I'm going to get accepted into the program. However, I don't know, because he was sometimes like kind of go with the older energy. I mean, he's younger. I just don't want to put my application to the side, because you can only apply for this program one time per year. So, so if I don't get in, I would have to apply next year. But I'm really trying to get in for the fall of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So, the way it ended, we chatted for about 20 minutes. I was asking majority of the questions. I'm not sure. I mean, he asked me a few questions too, but I wanted to show how interested that I was in the program. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure if I should reach out to someone else over him. Because the way we ended it, he said, oh, you'll hear back from us sometime in February. So I don't know. I don't want to get excited thinking I'm getting into the program, you know, and I could have reached out to one of the other faculty members that I met with before in the past.
Yeah, so this is Tony, because I'm getting a very strong read on this right now, so sorry to interrupt. But what is your gut feeling?
Huh?
What is your gut feeling right now? Do you think it's a no, or this is not the right person that you talk to? Because that's what I'm feeling, that you need to reach out to, if you really want to get into this class, and I don't have a crystal ball, so I don't want to say it's a no and then ruin your life or whatever, because, you know, there's free will, and I'm somewhat of a psychic, but I can't tell you if you're going to win $1 million or get into the program. But all I can tell you is that the person that you talked to, you did not jive with, and you're absolutely right. You need to contact your contact.
Okay. That's fine.
Because you're right. He is younger. I think your gut feeling is right. He was younger. He, you know, sometimes, unfortunately, when you do a Zoom and stuff like that, it's hard to connect. And I think you're right. And I think your gut feeling is right that you did not connect. But there is somebody out there that you have talked to before that you did connect with, and they like you. And I think you should pursue that person.
Okay. So there are two people. There is the director. I talked to him. Mm-hmm. I met with him a few years back. He's the guy with the bald head. Or I can go with the guy with the reddish kind of hair. So it's either or.
I would go to the director, I think.
Okay. All right. All right. I will.
It won't hurt to go to both, but you do need to go to somebody if you really want to get in the fall, because this guy was not the one. So this person.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I can shoot him out an email Monday morning. I'll shoot him out an email.
Yes. Shalise, this is Tori, and I'm getting that exact message. You should definitely send him an email, and he will be very eager to respond to you, too. He'll be excited to hear from you.
Oh, wow. Okay, I will. Because I did meet with him a few years ago. Although I didn't get in at the time, he told me, the way he explained it to me, he was like, there are people that already work in the industry that they decided to go back to, if they, you know, when they decide to go back to school, some of the applications get pushed back because they may have more of a seniority. So I get that. He said, you get accepted into the program when it's your time. That's how he left it a few years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm going to reach back out to him on Monday.
Yeah, this is
yeah,
the
show,
time, but
show
you
your appreciation and how
it.
Interested you
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Exactly
oh, my God. Yes. Okay. Because I'm going with my gut instinct, and I'm just getting like, it didn't feel good. So
yeah.
Thank
well,
you
you're
for answering my
right.
question.
Yeah.
And I'll call
go
you
ahead,
guys back. Okay.
No, wait, we have
okay.
more. We have more. Hold on. Go ahead, Lynn.
Yes, we do. Okay, Marianne, did you want to add to this?
Yeah. Oh, I didn't get anything different than what Tori and Tony said. So
okay,
I thought that
so,
was cool
yeah.
that I got something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and this is Lynn, and I'm feeling like I agree. This is needs to go to a direction. And I also got the message too that your written word is going to have a bit more punch than speaking right now. Like, so when you write your email, take time with it. Check things like spelling and grammar, like make it a really, really, really well-crafted email. And it wouldn't even hurt to like point form your thoughts and make it like a real well-crafted letter that you're sending to this person. Because, you want to sort of present yourself in the best light possible. This other person you spoke to again, I got that they were not trying to, they weren't trying to not be helpful, but they weren't being helpful. Which one do you feel more drawn to of the two people that you're going to connect with?
You know what? I can go with either or. I mean, let me see here. I mean, Howard was pretty, he was pretty good. He invited me to his class. This program.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, gut feeling
is
pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, go with that gut feeling. I think you have pretty good instincts, but like so many of us, we learn to doubt our own intuition. And it's where society tends to work on this. So clear the doubt. And, go and do a really good bang-up job on the letter, on the email.
Okay, I will.
And it's often easier to send something written because there's no immediate reactions, right? So it won't give you a chance to get, to go chicken or get doubtful when you're in an interview. I think, Tony's right. Like, I'd love to be able to predict the future. But then we'd all have the lottery numbers, right? So I don't know. I can't tell you that I can feel an outcome for you, but I think that you're doing your very best to create the vehicle for success with this situation. So just keep doing your very, very best and show yourself in the very best light. And it also feels like, if they don't take you, then it's their loss. So, but I don't think you are headed for no success. It feels like such a crapshoot in a way, but don't worry about it, because I think whatever happens is going to be for your highest good, and you will not be without opportunities. So carry on and you just give it your very, very best, and let us know, if you would, how it goes. Hearing about outcomes and whatnot, and I'd love to hear that it all worked out for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, ladies.
So lovely
you're
to
welcome.
Talk to you. Happy Sunday, and we'll talk again.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Okay. What? Love and light? All right. Here we go. So 415, you are on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Anne in Arizona.
Hi, Anne. How's Arizona right now? Are you warm or cold?
It's nice. It's kind of just a little blip for this weekend, but it's about 75.
Wow, nice.
I'm so jealous right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was just in Sedona. And it was 40 degrees, so it just really changed.
Quite a magical place is Sedona, one of the spiritually charged areas, I think. So, Anne, how can we help you today? Did you have a question?
Well, one question is about Sedona. It was the... they have on their city map, even they put the vortex height, the vortex. And I was up at one and I had to leave. It's like kind of up the, I don't remember the name of it, Fay Canyon. And it was so, I had such a strong head pain, like a my crown. It was so tight around my head, I had to get in the car and drive back down to the, and then it, and then right away, head eased. So what is that effect of the crown chakra?
Yeah. Yeah, overwhelming energy. And it probably took you by surprise a little bit too, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to have a look at that. Energy in.
Anne, in what I'm getting from you, from what you just said, honestly, is you're being opened up, you know, to source. It was more of an activation. I think you should go back there again, do some maybe meditative work there, go inward and see what kind of messages you receive, because I think definitely that is a sign of awakening for you. Your energy, it was probably a bit overwhelming, which it can be. All your guides were trying to channel you to activate that crown chakra so that way you can connect easier when you are ready to, no matter where you are. But I definitely think it would be beneficial to go back again and do some more meditative work there if you are wanting to, you know, get connected more that way.
My pendulum went crazy. Go ahead.
Yeah, there's a lot. I was close. I stayed close in Rimrock, actually, and there's an ancient natural spring there that had people lived there in the 900s, 1100s, and it was just, it's just kind of a magical well spring, and they don't know how deep it is, and they cannot put any instruments down. Whatever they put down there, it's kind of the water is, there's almost a current, and it pops everything back up. Pretty wild.
Wow.
That's crazy. Place I really felt great. I mean, I went to two or three ancient dwellings, and I could feel it, but not that as strong. You know, it was more of a, oh, and another thing is my, I have tinnitus, and when I would go to those spots, my ears went insane as well and would ring like three times the normal.
Those are your guides.
I feel the same as
this
Tori.
Spring. Are you able to take water from that spring, Anne?
No, they. It's a national park, and because it's just a delicate ecosystem, they do not allow anybody
to go to it. Thing, yeah.
But the spring does come out. Yeah, the spring comes out into a creek, so I could get it from the creek.
I would definitely recommend you doing that and using that water with purpose to have some serious healing powers for you.
Oh, yes, good idea. Yeah, I'm down south now. I'm down near Tucson right now, but I will go on the way back.
Did you get to go to the gem fair?
Yeah.
No, I missed it. But I know I heard about it after.
Yeah, I definitely think you should go back to those places and visit again. That's what I'm
hoping. Yeah. So my bigger question is, I am doing all. I called you guys before from Colorado, and it's been great to visit all these ancient sites while I'm house sitting. But now I'm feeling time to settle. I mean, maybe just like a month, another month, like 2 months, like maybe a couple more travels in the spring. But I'm getting the urge to that. I think that's coming to an end.
Yeah, I got a yes on that for sure. That is coming to an end. That it's time to settle. So I think you're. Do you know where you're going to settle yet? Have you figured it out?
I know, that's funny. Kind of. I say kind of. I have an idea, but I know. I feel I like the border. I like the four corners. I like the Colorado,
yeah,
New Mexico.
Did we talk to this about? Did we talk to you about that?
Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I think.
But not that tiny town, Cortez. I couldn't live in Cortez, but close to there. I like that area.
Yeah, I think you're right on that. The four corners around that area. Yeah, Cortez is very small, but. Yeah, I see. That's what. Yeah, I remember talking to you and you wondering if the four corners are going to Cortez. I love Cortez, and that area, that whole area that you've been in. So, yeah, I think you're.
Yeah, it was.
I'm getting is that you're thinking of settling and that it's going to be good for you. So.
Great.
Mhm. That's what I got. I don't know what anybody else is thinking. Could be different.
No, yeah, I'm getting confirmation too somewhere in the four corners as well. There's something energetically there that's calling to you, Anne, for sure.
Yeah, and hot springs. I've always loved hot springs my whole life, so I like to be around that water.
Yeah. Okay.
But
I'm just going to jump in here. Something I just read, Anne, about Sedona. You were asking. This is Lynn, sorry. But there's a really neat site I found information on called Thrillist, thrillist.com.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about the energy in Sedona being so strong, so overwhelming, that juniper trees twist and bend with that energy. So when you're there, have a look at the trees they're talking about, that the energy has twisted them into these amazing shapes. But wow, do you guys, everyone on the team, do you feel that Anne is just beginning to tap her abilities? That's what I'm getting.
Yes. Yeah.
Very strongly. Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We ain't seen nothing yet kind of thing, you know.
I know.
Do you know this about yourself, Anne?
Yeah, I've had certain things my whole life. You know, like I have the clair of the I don't know what it's called, the smelling. I smell when cookies. Oh, that was weird. The other day I was driving, like really through the desert part, and there was a really strong coffee smell in my car.
Oh, and I love that.
And I was And I think, you know, my Swedish parents, I had a lot of strong coffee in my childhood. But, so I've had some things, but I think other things are becoming more clear.
That's exactly what that ringing was, for sure.
Ah.
Yeah.
No, but no, I have ringing 24/7. I've had, that is different. That's different. I have a physical injury.
Not your tinnitus, but that headache you're getting.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
All right.
It takes a bit of practice, to handle that kind of energy. But, when you go back, though, you'll be more of the observer, right? So this won't be able to take you by surprise anymore. Try if you're getting that headache when you're there, try the box breathing, the 4-4-4-4 breathing. It will help to keep the keep your circulation, keep everything sort of stabilized, so you don't react so strongly to it. But I'm getting such a feeling that you have only begun to tap your abilities. Work on that. I love the clairnaissance. that is a really, really wonderful way of connecting with your spirit team. So I would not be surprised if you've got a lot of those Swedish ancestors sending those wonderful scents to you. Mm-hmm. But that's wonderful, Anne. Like, I don't know what it is. I just feel like you got to just keep building on what you've discovered about yourself. I'm actually hearing from the old National Lampoon, us wizards is powerful.
That's awesome.
That's funny.
Yeah. Oh, it's funny, but it's also like, you know, run with your, go with your gift. If you, Ryan says don't call them gifts, and I get that, Ryan, but in some people's cases, they, yeah, the, it's like potential, so it's like, you know, piano playing, say. I think everyone can rattle out a tune on the piano. Some people are meant to be, I can't think of the word, you know, like really good piano players, virtuosos. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah. So, yeah, keep tapping that and keep, you know, if you, if the teachers appear for you, yeah, again, use your gut because there's charlatans out there and weirdos, but if the right teachers.
That's exactly
come,
her. She's getting somebody. She needs to find her guide for sure, like in person.
Yeah. Almost, I'm actually, that's a very sacred area for the indigenous people. And I would pay attention to the teachers, especially amongst the indigenous people that have had been on this land forever and ever. If teachers show up amongst them, like, listen with all your heart and soul. So... okay.
I've had various ones over the years, but yeah, there's always an, every time you grow, then a new one appears at the right time. So
yeah, wow. Well, you know, and I'd love to hear how it goes. And I was remembering too, when we spoke to you last time, the suggestion came through for you to add a service to your like service menu, right? Did anything...
you're right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, think about that because it might be that the student becomes the teacher down the road and you in turn will teach others, right? So, you've got a lot of potential.
Well, I just, for now, for what I'm doing right now, it's funny, I always tend to get animals with disabilities, you know, like three-legged animal or, like right now, blind animals. So that has come up to be
That's
awesome. You know, I'm not saying for my forever career, but that is that has changed. That those type of animals always seem to connect to me.
Yep. It's no accident. Amazing. Oh yeah. Those are the teachers. They're all teachers along the way. That's absolutely fabulous. Wow. Okay, well, we're just about out of time, Anne, so I'm going to put you on mute, but I hope that helped. And as I said, please let us know how it goes, because I'm fascinated by the journey and fascinated by the progress you're going to be making down the road. Like,
I might have to have her as a guest.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, come on up again. Wonderful. Okay,
yes, I'll let
you
know where.
Yes, please do.
In the couple months where I end up.
Yeah,
yes,
or share any experiences that you'd love to share. You know, we'd love to have you back on and come on as a guest if you feel like it down the road.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so
all
much.
Right.
And happy Sunday to you. Okay.
Happy
bye
Sunday.
Bye.
Have a great week.
You too. Okay, let's go around the circle. I'm going to start with Torianne. Would you like to sort of give your information, how people can find you?
Sure. You can find me through Facebook. It's just Torianne Draper. I haven't quite launched my website yet. It is about to be launched, hopefully within the month. And once that's on, I can give that to you, Lynn, and we can add that link to the page or whatever as well. But mostly through there. Yeah, people can just direct message me on there if they'd like to get a hold, if they have any questions on crystals or whatever they feel called to ask me.
Yeah, no, that's great. We really, really appreciate having you on and talking about that a little more. The tools that we use in spiritual work are always endlessly fascinating. And we could have any time you want to join us, Torianne, you let us know. We'll have you back on. Tony. Sorry, I got rid of
yes.
Tony.
Tony, I know, it's confusing. So you can find me on Enter the Light and Sacred Embers. I'm not going to tell you to go to my website until I can have time to do that. So, yeah, or you can go to my Facebook page. It's Toni Jorgensen, and it's Cooper and I on it, or just me. But I'm willing to answer any questions and would love to hear from you.
Perfect. Marianne, I know you're sweet and simple, but you're what do you call, no, I meant short and sweet to find you, but anyway, it's worth giving out.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm on Enter the Light and Sacred Embers, and then Facebook is Marianne Adams.
Yeah, and I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, and you can find all of us, the entire Sacred Embers team, can be found at sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. And Toni, if you don't mind, I just want to give a shout out to our other sister shows. And
yeah.
So on Monday nights, and I actually listened to Catherine's show, which is Bridging the Gap Between Spirituality and Science. Whew. It's a great show. She does a great job. And I was really impressed. What's that?
Yeah. No, that was Cooper.
Who's that?
Talking, sorry.
That's a little dude. Okay. Hi, Cooper.
Hi,
and Mayor, and so Catherine's show is on Monday nights at 9:30 Eastern and 7:06. That'd be 6:30 Pacific. And then Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern is Angel Answers, and they're a great team. Let's see, that's DC. I don't know if Catherine's still on or if she's just on her own show. That's DC, Jan, Drake Bakke, Liz Pfister, and Mary Hernandez.
Hernandez.
Oh, goodness, my brain's falling
yeah,
out today. Yeah, and these guys are just fabulous. So if you want to get an angel answer from any of those folks. DC Love was, I can't remember which year, but she was once the number one psychic in America, according to the psychic, I can't remember what it is. But she had a really big accolade, and she was voted the number one psychic in America. I think this was 5 or 6 years ago, but she really deserved the title, and she's been doing this work for a long time, and they're all absolutely fabulous. So, tune in if you can, and we'll be back next week. And I guess it's my turn to pick a topic next week, eh?
Your turn.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to think of something pretty fabulous, and, I can't. There's so many things we can talk about in the spiritual world, you know. And you know what? I'm forgetting poor Elizabeth, who's been sitting in the chat room, and she has not been, she's not been with us for a really long time. But you can find Elizabeth at Elizabeth D'Onofrio, that's with an apostrophe, .com. And Elizabeth is an actress, and she's a voice teacher, a voice vocal coach, and she does voiceover work, and she's got a really lovely resume of adventures in acting and theater and film. So it's really cool. Got some really interesting people on the team. And I don't know, I think Torianne, I put in the episode info, if you click on crystals, which is like a link, it'll take you to like a store. I think it's your store, isn't it?
No, it's not our store. Is
oh.
it Tori?
No.
No.
I don't have it. My website isn't up yet, but
crystals.
It will be soon.
Yeah.
Did you put up the Minbat or did you put up the crystal?
The crystal store,
yeah.
Not Praise Goddess. Yeah, that's just the crystal store, but hers is coming soon.
Yeah.
Oh, it's one
yeah,
that
it's
you
just
kind
more
of...
A, yeah, it's just one I like to recommend to people because it's very broad, so it has a lot of information on all kinds of crystals you might be curious about. It'll show you lots of different pictures and all their properties that they hold. So it's just a good one to reference when you have questions that maybe you don't want to have to call somebody to answer.
Well, that's perfect. No, I'm really glad that you clarified that. The crystalcouncil.com. And if you're endorsing them, I think we can safely say it's a good site to go to. I really liked it. They've got some really beautiful info and some amazing pictures. Like, and there's some crystals on there. I have never heard of them. I mean, nobody can know everything in the world, but this is, there's so many to learn, and it's absolutely amazing. So, and then when we get your site together to put a link up, we will have that out. And maybe when your website's done, you'd like to come and join us again, and we'll do another crystal
definitely
session.
Definitely, would love to.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can never run out of stuff to talk about.
Or something else.
Absolutely. Well, fabulous. Thank you so much, Torianne, for joining us. And thank you to this amazing team. I love you guys very much. I feel blessed and honored to work with you all. I'm going to put on our closing music and send everybody love and light. And if you can, if you can spare a moment to just send love out to everyone who's struggling today, just send it out to everyone who's going through stuff. And sometimes we're all going through stuff at different times. So just send out that love and that healing energy. Love and light, guys.
Bye.
Love and light.
Bye.
Thanks.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.